Well, howdy guys. Now this video might not do too well on UT, as I'm a pretty old guy and I'm just going to tell the truth what I think. But of course you're not really supposed to do that, especially if it goes against the narrative, because we're all supposed to be living in a commune and we're all supposed to think the same way. But when you think about it, wouldn't that be a boring place to live? Now most of you all know what car this is. This is the Trans Am, made by Pontiac. And of course it was made famous in the film Smokey and the Bandit. And I myself, when I lived in Canada, drove a Trans Am. And it certainly had power in the back wheels, but it wasn't very good at handling. It was basically about the looks. Why have I got a picture of a Trans Am? Well, I'm going to be talking about trans people. So are trans people kind of gays? When I was a young man in the UK in pubs, there was this gay guy in the pub. Not overly gay, but definitely gay. But we accepted him because he didn't try and come on to every guy in the pub and didn't expect special treatment. And his gayness wasn't an act, as a lot of gays today overdo the act and generally walk about as if they own the place. In fact, he became a member of the dark team. But was he really a trans, though? Because he still dressed like a male. To me, trans are males trying to look and act like a femme. And of course, when I lived in Thailand, there was a lot of ladyboys there. But these ladyboys actually have their breasts done, and sometimes down below. And I guess this all started way back when the family had a boy. But of course, femmes growing up can make a lot more money than the boy can, for obvious reasons. So the family chose to bring the boy up as a girl. And you don't call them trans either, you call them ladyboys. Like I say, trans to me are guys just slinging a wig on and a dress and trying to act like a femme. Sometimes they'll tell you that they were born in the wrong body. And if you really think about that, it doesn't actually make any sense. I mean, there may be some hormonal unbalance. But to me, if you're born with a meat and two veg, you're definitely a male. But the media and everything else pushed the trans, didn't they? And those males with weak minds fall for it. To me, these trans people mostly have mental issues. Or maybe some of them do it because they get more advantages being a trans than they do a male. I'm a pretty old guy and it's just my opinion, this is. But the problem of trans isn't generally physical. It's mental. Because it's kind of funny how they promote trans, then all of a sudden we get more trans. And generally males today are a lot weaker than they used to be. It's all this anti-masculinity thing. But I believe that masculinity is positive energy. A lot of femmes of today are just negative energy. There's still a lot of real males out there. They're just too damn scared to act like one. And of course, femmes were all for trans, because most femmes think they're the best thing on the planet in the first place. So they're trying to be copied, they're flattered by it. Until the trans got in the femme sports, of course. Which proves that the trans is actually still a male. When you're born, you're either a femme or a male. Now you may not like it, but that's just the way it is. All throughout my generation, at least, nobody ever said to me they're in the wrong body. I mean, I could become a trans by just putting a wig on, some makeup, and a dress. But I generally do that on Friday nights when I go out. So what about these people that used to be called cross-dressers? These were people that actually dressed in the opposite sex clothes, generally a male dressing up as a femme. My guess that's what we call trans now. But like I say, to me, it's not a physical problem, it's a mental problem. Apparently what we're supposed to believe is that we're born just a human, not male, not femme. And we can choose either one later on. And maybe we can flip-flop back and forth all the time. Most of these trans who actually go the whole hog and have the operations are far more unhappy than they used to be. Some are even suicidal. That's because they address the physical side and not the mental side. I mean, let me know what you guys think. Well, if you dare, take it easy.